Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? And Kevin McCullough.
No. Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope of change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right, folks. Welcome to Saturday. Do we have a show for you? Kevin McCullough welcoming you in. The big board there showing you who all we've got on tonight. Katy Perry in the New Music Spotlight. We've got Dr. Nicole Sapphire with the lowdown on a new book that I believe is going to be a best-selling hit for her. And Governor Mike Huckabee is going to be with us to talk a little bit about that ceasefire in Israel. Welcome to Saturday evening. So glad to have you with us. It is an honor to welcome you into the Radio Night Live, the OG. We do Radio Night Live five other nights a week now in New York City on AM 970 The Answer, and glad to be able to do that. But here on Saturdays, we do what we did from the beginning. This is all about you. This is all about the news of the week. It's all about having a good time, and I am excited. Let's go back to the big board for a second. I want to let people know what all we're going to talk about. Governor Mike Huckabee is really fired up about Israel, what's happened there and what didn't need to happen there and what could happen differently. And we will get into all of this with him in just a little bit. He'll be with me in the next segment. And then you see the young man there in the very smart turtle rim glasses. I say that, of course, because I wear turtle rim glasses. He is Christopher Nolte. He is the director of communications for Airbnb. They have some really cool ideas about how to bring travel back for America. And if we can get America going again, traveling again, having fun again, it's going to start feeling like home again. So maybe that will be helpful tonight. Then in the second hour in the ladies' lounge, Dr. Nicole Sapphire hasn't been with us for a while, but looking forward to talking with her in depth about her brand new book. Do we have the book cover? Panic Attack. It's so cool. And I didn't even realize this until she mentioned it to me this week. But that line that you see, if you're watching on Biz TV or on the stream, that line is the actual curve as it played out historically in America. And we are at the very far right end of that blue portion of the line there. So it's all about playing politics in the science, in the fight against COVID. And no one has broken it down better, in my estimation, on the facts specifically, then Dr. Nicole Sapphire, and we're going to welcome her to the Ladies' Lounge tonight. And then our special musical guest tonight, Katy Perry, you know her, you know Firework, you know a few of her other songs. She's got a brand new one celebrating kind of a cool thing. Go to the big board here, Nick. Let's see if you can spot anything kind of unusual. Oh, I guess it's not on this picture. Okay, and we did it on some of the social media stuff. Anyway, there's a little yellow guy following her around in one of the songs that she's going to do for us tonight. His name is Pikachu. That's because this song, Electric, is celebrating the 25th anniversary of a phenomenon called Pokemon, which I don't know anything about, but my six-year-old knows it like it is the Encyclopedia Britannica. Like, I don't know how she figured all this stuff out at 6 years of age, but she knows it like you wouldn't believe, and my boys do too. Anyway, they're very excited. She's very excited. We've got Katy Perry tonight. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I hope you're with us. Now, I want to talk about something here in the start that really bothered me this week. The mayor of my fair city, the city that I believe is the most important city on planet Earth, New York City, Bill de Blasio, came out and said this just a couple of days ago.
I mean, we have come so far to try and keep guns out of the hands of New Yorkers, particularly young people. And the Supreme Court, it looks like they're working overtime to put guns right back in those hands. That really, really worries me.
All right, so let me get this straight, Billy Boy. Before I expound on it, let me just give you the chance to hear the soundbite one more time. Go back and replay that piece and let everyone hear what Mayor de Blasio says in his own words.
I mean, we have come so far to try and keep guns out of the hands of New Yorkers, particularly young people. And the Supreme Court, it looks like they're working overtime to put guns right back in those hands. That really, really worries me.
Okay, if you'll notice what he says there. He says, we've worked so hard to keep guns out of the hands of New Yorkers. Now, he doesn't give a qualifier to New Yorkers. He doesn't say New Yorkers with drinking problems, or New Yorkers who are addicted to drugs, or New Yorkers who have regular fits of temper or siege, people that have epileptic seizures. We haven't said that they should not have guns. He doesn't put any qualifier in this. What did he say? Play it one more time. I want you to hear what he said.
And we have come so far to try and keep guns out of the hands of New Yorkers, particularly young people. And the Supreme Court, it looks like they're working overtime to put guns right back in those hands. That really, really worries me.
Now, what he's talking about here is this Supreme Court case that has been taken up by SCOTUS. They're going to hear it. It's based on a New York case. And I just find it ironic that he is saying that they have worked hard to keep guns out of the hands of New Yorkers. Friends, there is nothing particularly moral or good about keeping guns out of anybody's hands based on keeping them out of their hands. He acts as though it's some sort of moral failing if an average person has a gun. And he's admitting there that they've tried to do what they could in New York, I'm guessing through the abuse of government power, to make sure that New Yorkers don't have guns. And what's interesting about that is that New Yorkers have the same constitutional right that everybody else does. New Yorkers have a Second Amendment. New Yorkers have the opportunity and the privilege of being able to own firearms. I don't care. You know, we can talk about whether or not criminals should and whether or not people who are mentally insane should, but those are definitively minority percentages of the population. The Constitution guarantees in the Second Amendment the right to not just keep, but to bear arms. The Constitution guarantees the right for the person to not only own the firearm, but to have the arm on them, the firearm on them. And his statement, play it one more time.
I mean, we have come so far to try and keep guns out of the hands of New Yorkers, particularly young people. And the Supreme Court, it looks like they're working overtime to put guns right back in those hands. That really, really worries me.
I mean, besides the oversimplification that the Supreme Court's not working overtime on anything, they're hearing cases and they're deciding whether or not the case meets constitutional muster or not. That's all that they do. The Constitution, the Supreme Court has no agenda. They take cases, they reject cases. They think that there's a case here that somehow bears an understanding of what the Second Amendment is about. But friends, the idea that a mayor of a major city can say, I've worked hard to keep guns out of the hands of people that otherwise should be allowed to have them, to me, represents a significant problem, a failure in not only the understanding of what the Constitution means, but a violation of your individual personal guaranteed rights by the Constitution if you happen to live in the place where he's exercised this power. And that's the reason why I think it's imperative that the Supreme Court take up this case. And let's be very clear, if they find in the case against the state of New York, constitutional carry will probably become the law of the land in more of the United States than not. In other words, the average person will be allowed, barring criminal activity or other things, to lawfully carry their firearm. And friends, I think that that actually is a very good thing for society, because in societies where you have seen this happen, in places where gun laws have been nuanced to help law-abiding people carry their guns and to prevent law breakers from having them, you're seeing a tremendously lower murder rates, violent crime rates of all sorts. And it's interesting because the mayor, he very much wants to see gun crime go down in his city. But you know what he did this last year? He got rid of the anti-crime unit in the NYPD. And the anti-crime unit is the unit that has gone and taken guns from people that aren't supposed to have them. From the criminals, from the drug dealers, from the gang members. He has actually done all that he could to not have people enforcing the gun laws that exist in taking them away from the bad people. But what does he want to do? He wants to prevent the Supreme Court from allowing the good people to have them as well. Doesn't that bode problematic? Doesn't that reek of constitutional abuse? Friends, you're going to get the government that you allow to govern you. And it is pretty important that when someone like Mayor Bill de Blasio says, well, we've worked so hard to keep people from having guns, and now the Supreme Court seems to want you to have guns. The Constitution wants you to have guns. It says that you have the right to have and to bear a gun. Mayor de Blasio's beef isn't with us. It's with the Constitution. Coming back, Mike Huckabee joins me to talk about the latest in the Israeli ceasefire. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough, you've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, 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 boys. Of all the boys.
Welcome to Radio Night Live. Glad to have you with us. And every Friday, if you listen to KMC Radio, Kevin McCullough Radio, on some of these same stations, you know that I get to visit with Governor Mike Huckabee. I don't always get to have him on the weekend show because he's busy doing his own big broadcast on TBN. But it's always an honor to have Governor Mike Huckabee join us. And, Governor, it's always fun to kind of kick into the weekend with you.
Well, I appreciate it, Kevin. It is always a pleasure to join you just as we get into the weekend and a great one we have coming up.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the ceasefire. We've talked a lot about Israel. You and I, big supporters of Israel. You've been going there slightly longer than me, like 48 years long. I've been there several times in recent years. But do you expect this ceasefire to hold up? What is the timing of what we're dealing with? And what do you make of Netanyahu saying, don't mess around or there could be tougher stuff next time?
Well, I'm grateful that Netanyahu didn't say that this is, just the way it's going to be and we're going to let you keep throwing rockets at us. I thought it was outrageous that Joe Biden tried to take some credit for it. Egypt was the one who... It was Egypt. It had nothing to do with Joe Biden. In fact, by law, Joe Biden couldn't broker it because it involved Hamas, which is a terror organization, and the U.S. can't deal with a terror organization. So, you know, his claiming to have been the one to make it happen was the most disingenuous thing I've ever seen. And he obviously was reading a script. He must not have known the law that would have prohibited him from doing it.
You hold that in contrast to President Trump and the Abraham Accords and what was truly a historic breakthrough. I mean, I don't know that this ceasefire is going to last, you know, more than just the next time that Hamas decides to act up. But, you didn't, I don't know, there's just a completely different, this guy wants to try to glom on to get, credit for something. And meanwhile, most people don't credit the previous president for actual success in the region. It's my understanding that before we went on the air, you also got off the phone with leadership over there. What's the feeling on the ground in Israel right now?
Well, they're glad that there is a ceasefire. They hope that it holds. But they also know they're dealing with not so much just, they're not dealing with the Palestinians at all. They're dealing with Hamas, which is a proxy for Iran, and they're concerned that the United States doesn't seem to know that the loosening of relationships, the lifting of the sanctions with Iran is exactly why there have been over 5,000 rockets fired into Israel. The U.S. is complicit in the rockets fired into the civilian territories of Israel because we gave money to them and we lifted sanctions. They, in turn, empowered Hamas and Hezbollah over in Lebanon, and that's why this all happened. So there's blood on the hands of this American administration for having trusted the Iranians, which is where this all originates.
Let me ask you about a more disturbing angle on this story as it pertains to the U.S. We've had a lot of discussion about Asian American hate crimes, and they did some legislative things on that this week, but no one has reported with any type of consistency the massive attacks on Jews across the country in some of the biggest cities. And I'm curious your reaction to that.
Well, some of the most egregious things have happened just in the last couple of days when a group of pro-Palestinian mobsters took to a sushi restaurant in L.A. and savagely beat up some Jewish people who were there dining. To the credit of the L.A. mayor, he immediately branded it as a hate crime, which it is, and expressed without any equivocation his absolute disgust at those who did it and commitment to bring them to justice. So that was a plus. He didn't do what a lot of Democrats do and try to blame the victims for the fact that they were victims of a very heinous crime.
But this wave of anti-Semitic violence seems to be, kind of exploding in cities across the country right now. And yet leadership doesn't talk about it. It doesn't get any mention on the networks. And it seems to be every bit as potent as anything we've seen in any other racially based conflict.
Well, there's no doubt about that. And there are, frankly, historically and even in the last few years, far more attacks and hate crimes toward Jewish people than there are any other group. So when you hear that there are hate crimes against Asians, those are horrible. Nobody's going to say that they're not. But the greatest prevalence of hate crimes in the country continues to be those inflicted on Jews.
What do you make of Senator Schumer, who is very often in the past spoken up kind of counter to his Democratic colleagues on behalf of Israel, but this time going complete radio silent?
There's something that's happened that's tragic in the Democrat Party, and that is the Democrats used to be a very strong and reliable voice for the sovereignty of Israel. In fact, in some cases in decades past, the Democrats were even better on Israel than Republicans were. That's no longer the case. The Democrats have completely been taken over by the radical leftists, the Marxists, the Squad, the Bernie Sanders, AOC, Rashida Tlaib bunch, who are anti-Israel. They believe in the boycott, divestiture, and sanctions movement. They hate Israel. And it's just tragic to see this. And the sad thing is, people that ought to be the leaders of the party, they're not leading anything. They're being led, and they're being led the wrong way.
Yeah, no, it's really disturbing. Well, I appreciate you weighing in, because I know so strongly of your love for Israel, and my prayers have been with them for the last couple of weeks as this violence has re-erupted. Do you believe it will hold, Governor, or do you think we're looking at just a period of quasi-quiet until Hamas gets ready to do whatever they have planned next?
I think it will hold for a season. Hamas has a lot of rebuilding to do. Israel has crippled them for a significant length of time based on what they bombed and the number of leaders that they were able to take out. But they're never going to be over until they're completely eradicated, until the people overthrow their terrorist government and elect responsible individuals.
Yeah.
So it may last year or two, maybe longer. Let's hope it does. The last time something like this happened was in 2014. So it's taken 7 years for them to build back to the point they wanted to do it again. They're not giving up. They're not quitting. And it's just a tragedy that they never learn from any of the mistakes they make.
Yeah. All right, Governor, thanks for weighing in on all that. What's on the big show this weekend?
Yael Epstein, who is the CEO of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, speaks
yes.
to us from Israel. And so she's going to be with us. We also are going to have some great music with a group called The Frontmen, which are the lead singers of the bands Restless Heart, Little Texas. They're going to be with us. And it's just going to be a fun show. But the big key that I think people will love is having a direct firsthand report from Israel.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Governor Mike Huckabee, thank you again for being with us. And catch his next airing of Huckabee Today, in which all of that will be featured at 11 o'clock Eastern tonight on TBN. And if you miss it tonight, it's 8 and 11 tomorrow night, Sunday night as well. One of the most popular shows in all of cable coverage on the weekends, the Huckabee Today broadcast right there. All right, speaking of popular, when we come back, I've got some very good news about our Slave Liberation Project. Stay with us. It's a fun radio Saturday, Radio Night Live Saturday night. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United Nations Security Council called on Israel and Hamas to fully adhere to a ceasefire agreed upon earlier this week. The Saturday statement from the council also urged that humanitarian aid should be sent to the Palestinian civilian population in Gaza. It was the council's first public statement on the conflict that saw 11 days of fighting between Israel and Hamas militants in the Gaza Strip. The United Nations announced Friday that it was releasing $22.5 million in humanitarian aid to Gaza. And the Biden administration announced Saturday that it would extend temporary protected status for the next 18 months for Haiti. The move will allow Haitians to remain in the United States and obtain a work permit. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas pointed to security concerns, social unrest, human rights abuses, and a lack of basic resources as reasons for issuing the redesignation. Haiti was initially designated for TPS in 2010 following a massive earthquake on the island. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Well, a big night on Radio Night Live still ahead, as you can see right there. Special music tonight from Katy Perry on the way. We will speak with Christopher Nolte from Airbnb, and also Dr. Nicole Sapphire, our special guest in the Ladies Lounge tonight. Her new book hits the streets on Tuesday, and we're excited to have kind of an exclusive first peek at what's going on behind the scenes. Anyway, welcome in to a busy Saturday night. And I want to do this kind of close to the top of the show here instead of later in the show, because I got some great news this week, and I just continue to be so grateful to you for what you are doing. Just a handful of weeks ago, we started telling you about the Slave Liberation Project that we are involved in with Christian Solidarity International. These are women and children who have been taken slave in northern Sudan from South Sudan, treated most inhumanely, and taken into captivity and just robbed of all individual determination, their rights, anything that you think you might have in terms of normal life here. Just doesn't happen there. And so we started telling you what we wanted to hopefully do before the end of the year, and that was to liberate 192 slaves whose names we know, who have already been scouted out by groups of people called retrievers that CSI uses to locate slaves, and then enter into negotiations. And where we need your help is really more focused on the backside of the liberation. Once the negotiation and the liberation has happened with the slave master, getting the life of the slave started off, the former slave started off on the right foot, is a little bit costly because they need a place to live, they need food to eat, they need a way to support themselves. In some instances, they've had children, they need to be able to provide for them, and so forth. So we've got a lot of opportunity to help someone who is just coming into a life of their own. And I want to give you the good news because we are only here in the month of May in the third week, but we have on a goal of 192 slaves of whom are on our list. We have now liberated 109, meaning we're more than halfway to goal, and 83 lives are yet to be taken off the list in terms of people that we still know that we could liberate and get back home. So that's the good. That's exciting. 109 people have been liberated. 888-342-1010 is that number. 888-342-1010. Now let me walk you through how this works. When you give a gift, there's already a dialogue going on with the slave master. The retriever says, we know that you're a rancher. Most of them are ranchers. They have cattle. They prize the cattle more than they do human beings. And the cattle can get very sick in the rough temperatures of Sudan. And so CSI has access to a vaccine called Novidium that will help keep their cattle healthy for the foreseeable future. It'll strengthen the cattle's immune system. They'll be stronger. They're able to live longer, etc. The slave master will trade a dose of vaccine for the life of a slave. And then when that slave is liberated, they help them, they escort them, they get them back to the South Sudan border. They're mostly from South Sudan. And they allow them to take some time recovering in what we call a recuperation retreat. It's really kind of like, think of a camp or a conference center where you've gone and you've taken a week off and you've done things that are meaningful and that you kind of find life. This is very much that for them. They have been tortured, traumatized so poorly. Many of the women forced to perform their own circumcision, and women aren't even supposed to be circumcised. They are oftentimes treated worse than the animals that they are feeding for the lives of the slaves. But when they get to this camp, they are allowed to, number one, speak to one another. They haven't been allowed to do that while in captivity. They're not allowed to talk to anybody. And then they are allowed to tell their story. And CSI writes down their name and who they are and where they're from and when they got captured and what they experienced while they were captured and what it's like to be free. And then after they've had a few days to rest up, to get some needed medical attention, to get some counseling, to do some other things, they are given what's called the bag of hope. And that's where you and I come in. For $250, we supply a year's worth of food, another year's worth of grain so that they can plant another year's worth of food. They get utensils to fish, cook, clean, live their life with. They have a tarp, they have a tent, they have blankets, they have things that they need to survive. survive. And ultimately, they're given a she-goat to help them develop a little bit of micro-enterprise. Friends, all of that for $250 saves the life of the slave. And we have 83 more women who need our help. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Would you call right now and liberate one of these women? 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Or you can go online to csi-usa.org and join us in the fight. Just click on my picture, Kevin McCullough. Coming right back, we're going to talk a little bit of vacation time when we get back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Welcome back to Radio Night Live. Always excited to have a full ladies' lounge, but tonight, Dr. Nicole Sapphire joining us in hour number two. Now, I've been thinking a lot about vacations, and in a couple of weeks, I'm actually going to take a trip and utilize the service of my next guest, Director of Communications for Airbnb. His name is Christopher Nolte, and his job all day long is to talk about what Airbnb is doing. And Christopher, I know from talking to travel experts worldwide that pandemic just decimated the travel industry. And I'm curious from Airbnb's perspective, because you are the most influential and the widest reaching hospitality company in the world, but you don't own any of your own buildings. What was it like for you going back a year ago or so?
But, you know, around June of last year, we saw something really interesting happen. You know, for so long, our business was really driven by people flying across the country and around the world, crossing borders, traveling to big cities. But people, you know, had this urge to get out, but they wanted to travel safely. They wanted to travel responsibly. And so they started getting in their cars, you know, driving a gas tank of gas away or so, and started to explore smaller communities and, you know, local cities and national parks and state parks. And so, you know, we started to see our business pick back up and start to revitalize. We've really seen a lot of those trends carry through, you know, the remainder of the year as, you know, as people wanted to get out of the house, like, you know, all of us were sort of getting a little bit stir crazy, but they wanted to be responsible about it. And so travel started to pick up again, but in a very different way. We saw guests staying longer. We saw family travel really popular because people were traveling with their pods. And, you know, we also saw this sort of trend where people were going to destinations, you know, that they hadn't really considered before. And as a result, we started to roll out new products as well. We made our search process a lot more flexible. So you could come to us and say, you know what, I just want to get away for a week in May of 2021. What's available nearby? Or I want to get away for a weekend in June of 2021. What's available, you know, 300 miles away, to make that process a lot easier for folks. And, you know, the pandemic has changed travel dramatically, and we think many of those changes are going to be long-lasting.
Well, and I can speak with some authority as being based here in New York. There has been no sector of the of life in America that has hit us as a city harder than the lack of travel. New York is so dependent upon our tourists. And when you see all of the empty real estate or commercial buildings in Manhattan, when you see all of the theaters shuttered, all of the restaurants closed, and some of them not now coming back, even after we're starting to come out of this, this has really hit us hard in unbelievable ways. I'm thinking there may be some people listening today that say, you know, I've thought about being an Airbnb host, but I'm not sure if it is the right time or if it makes an impact of any sort. What would you say to those people?
You know, I would say there's never been a better time. I think, you know, one of the things is we've talked to guests over the last year and we've, you know, surveyed guests. One of the things that we've heard from people time and time again is that they want to travel, that the thing that they miss most, you know, other than seeing family and friends, was travel, was exploring, was getting out. And so as a result, there's this coming surge in travel. And it's an incredible opportunity for people to open up their homes, especially because a lot of what people are looking for when they're traveling is a space to connect in. You know, hotels have their time and place, but if you're traveling to see friends and you want to get away and reconnect with a group of friends, there's nothing better than a home that has a kitchen and a living room and spaces to spread out and connect. The other thing that's really interesting is over the last year, new Airbnb hosts, $1 billion globally, and on average made about $8,000. So even in the height of the pandemic, as people, you know, were sort of traveling locally, they're traveling nearby, there was this really incredible opportunity. And we've heard from a lot of hosts who said, you know what, this is the way that I'm going to fund my summer vacation. I'm going to rent out my place for, you know, a couple of weeks while my family and I, you know, get away ourselves. You know, we think it's a great way to take what is often, you know, your biggest expense, your mortgage or your rent, and turn it into an economic opportunity.
Well, it's interesting because in my personal family, I've had a couple of connections to Airbnb. My about 4 or 5 years ago, found a long-lost sister I did not know that I had. And as we were developing our relationship, she was moving from Florida to then Colorado and then to eventually Oregon. And she has owned a couple of places along the way, and she has made Airbnb a little side gig of what she does when she's not in one spot. She's been able to rent out, and really that's helped her in some pretty incredible ways. But that same sister is now organizing a massive family reunion with some people that only knew me when I was like 12 and 18 months old. I've never seen them. I don't really have any memory of them. But we're going to get together. And she said, Kev, here's how we're going to do it. We're going to get a place that's kind of centrally located to the locale that we're going, and we're going to get an Airbnb. And for the and they're going to be there longer. They're going to be there for 4 or 5 nights. I'm only going to be there for a night. But we're going to be in kind of that more intimate setting than a hotel or something like that, to have this time together, which is going to be kind of interesting, you know, even quasi fearful by some that, you know, don't know what to expect. You know, it's going to be a little more relaxed because we're going to have that environment to be in.
Yeah, you know, one, that's such an incredible story, and I'm so happy to hear that you've been reunited with your family. We've heard a number of really compelling stories over the last couple of years from folks like yourself who said, you know, we want a little bit more of an intimate environment to spend this time in and to reconnect and to get to know people for, you know, in many ways for the very first time. And, you know, I would be remiss if I didn't say it's really an honor for us to be able to be part of those, you know, special moments in people's lives. I think it's one of the wonderful things about, hosted travel is staying in a space that has been created and crafted by a person for other people to live in. Being in a versus, you know, sort of a hotel room. And it's something that we're really proud of. Our host community is really proud to open their homes to people for you know, reasons just like yours.
Yeah. No, that makes a ton of sense. So last question. Just explain a little bit for the first timer that may say, you know, I've thought about Airbnb. Is it complicated? Is it hard to do? What would you say to the people that are interested but might take that jump right now and say, okay, now I'm gonna give it a try?
And actually, Christopher, I'm sorry about that. I gave you that question, and we're already out of time. But please come back, and let's talk more. Christopher Nolte, Director of Communications for Airbnb, and glad to have him. And friends, you want to know anything else, just go on to Airbnb.com. It's easy to find and easy to use. When we come back, our new music spotlight with artist Katy Perry tonight, a very special anniversary for a little guy in yellow. Stay with us.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, very glad to have you with us on this radio night live. And in the new music spotlight tonight, longtime recording artist Katy Perry with a brand new song celebrating the Pokemon 25th anniversary.
Waiting.
true for the Pokemon 25th anniversary, and I can't believe that Pokemon is 25, but then again, I'm old, so anybody could be anything at this point. Coming up, Hour 2, it's Radio Night Live.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.